and the relationships between God and humanity. We are the toxic half. We blame him for the messes we made with our own hands, then ask why he didn't clean them up faster. We love him when we need something, when the rent is due, when the diagnosis hits, when the ground gives way beneath our feet. But when the miracle doesn't arrive on our timeline, we call him silent, absent, unfair. We ignore him when life is good, when our cupboards are full and our calendars are crowded. We don't need God when we're distracted. We cheat on him, not always with statues or idols, but with careers, with validation, with comfort, with control. We give our devotion to anything that promises faster results. We run from him when he gets too close, when he asks hard questions, when love requires surrender instead of applause. We put everyone else first, their expectations, their approval, their opinions, and then we wonder why our souls feel empty. And still, he stays. No manipulation, no gaslighting, no abandonment. While we are inconsistent, he is faithful. While we are reactive, he is patient. While we break covenant, he keeps it. So maybe the question isn't, why does God allow suffering? Maybe the question is, how is he still here after all the ways we've treated him?